Rick Kristinet is live in studio with us. He is a spiritualist and a medium. But first, because we're going to talk. This is like a follow-up to something that happened a couple days ago. Wendy, you thought your house may potentially be haunted. And Rick came to the rescue. He was listening to the show on Monday and said, I can help. But first, there's a couple of texts that have come in about our 50 Shades talk.
A lot of things have come in. Of course, we tackle all the big subjects in the world on the Bill and Wendy show. Bill and Wendy, 52-year-old male, had to read the books. It was all my wife and female coworkers were talking about. I read them without telling anyone. Most women are shocked when they find out I read it. Bill and Wendy, me, begin to drink chocolate milk. Bill, if one of your butt cheeks resides in Alabama and the other cheek is in Tennessee, you might be a Kardashian. Me, eject chocolate milk out nose.
Good.
Seriously, Bill and Wendy.
Success.
Funny.
That's nice.
The braiding has a meaning. He's not mean to her at all. Did Stephanie even read the books? It's the easiest trilogy I've ever read. I felt 50 Shades dumber after reading them.
God. Well, somebody alluded to the fact, because Stephanie, who is the one of us who did read the book, talked about that braid and said that it is used, I will say this as politely as possible, as a handle. I won't go into detail. And then my question is, for a CB radio? I don't understand these things, Wendy. I don't. That's why this book is not meant for me.
What would Kim Kardashian's handle be in the CB world?
If your handle is wide load, you just might be a Kardashian.
Zing!
I'm touring with this.
I'm telling you. You try out your material here, and it'll work.
Absolutely. Right.
Now, let's talk ghosts. We opened up with Ghostbusters, and I have an almost 11-year-old son who is into Ghostbusters. That's where his love of ghosts and paranormal started, which is a good start for a kid. And now he's been watching these Paranormal Activity movies.
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, Paranormal Activity 1, 2, 3, and 4.
And Rick, a spiritualist medium, Kristinet,
yes.
Is that how you say it?
Exactly.
All right, Rick, because of these, he's watched them like 6 times. The concept is there's some paranormal activity going on in this house, and there's a girl who sets up a bunch of computers to and a camera to try and track
capture
things.
It, record
yes.
it. Yeah.
And it's freaky. And yesterday when I came home from work, Dylan, my son, was standing. We have a really long, like, bowling alley hallway in this really old Victorian house. And as I walk in the front door, he's just standing there as still as can be. And all of a sudden, he just starts running at me as fast as he can.
Like a scene in one of the movies.
Yes. And then last night, he took ketchup on his plate and wrote, Dylan.
Yeah.
I mean, he's joking about it, but this movie really scared me. He's watched it 6 times and can go to bed. I've been waking up in the middle of the night. I really believe there's paranormal activity going on in my house.
As long as you don't wake up and stand by the bed.
Right. You don't want to do that. That was the creepiest scene in any of those movies.
Yeah. He hasn't done that yet.
For hours. But you rolled your eyes a little bit when Wendy brought up that movie, because now people think that that's how it plays out, Rick. Is that how it plays out when you got a ghost?
As a spiritualist medium, and I'm talking as a spiritualist medium, I don't necessarily believe in hauntings.
You don't?
I don't.
Is that bad for business for you? You want there to be some.
It is kind of bad for business, I guess. Because I
do
have
hauntings necessarily, but activity, right?
Activity is okay because there are spirits around. There are spirits around, and spirits, we believe that like attracts like. So when we being good people, attract good vibrations around us.
Right.
And that's we believe that. And I would say Dylan is having a good time. So what he's attracting is fun. So
but here's what we're always told in movies.
Is he possessed?
Is he possessed? That's a good question. Here's what we're always told in books, in movies, and in television shows, that the reason that these spirits tend to stay where they are is there's unfinished business. They want to stay wherever something happened. They want to solve something. Is that true?
Well, it could be. I mean, that could be a case. That could be a reason.
Yeah.
But it's more like I believe that it's more like an extension of the vibration of the historical vibration.
Yeah.
There's our mind vibration that moves on, that goes from spirit to this world to the next world. But then there's that historical magnetic vibration that continues to keep spirit in one area. Like when you see, they say Anne Boleyn walks from the top of the stairs to the bottom of the stairs, walks into a door and disappears.
Right.
That's like a magnetic historical vibration. It's not really the ghost of Anne Boleyn. It's the history of that the history of that building that was so strong and maybe traumatic at the time,
yeah,
that magnetic vibration stays. But it's not. I'm not going to say Anne Boleyn comes every night at 10:30 and walks down the stairs.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I guess so.
That's pretty much what haunting is.
All right, how about places, and I'll use, I'm sure you're familiar with the Eastland disaster that happened.
Mm-hmm.
People
yes.
always talk about
right here, yeah.
the that area being haunted because so many souls were lost
yes.
in such a fast time and nobody expected it, so that they still linger there. Why would that be? Why wouldn't they just move on?
That the spirit has moved on.
Yeah.
What I'm talking, what you feel, what people feel when they stand by the river there is the magnetic history of such a disaster.
Yeah.
But that people, the vibration, the spirit of the of all those souls that have passed, has moved on, because there's absolutely no way it can't happen. Natural law tells us that we're in this world and then we're in the next world.
Right.
Okay. So, and the next world is so full of love.
Right.
That the vibration, no matter what it is, is helped. It's helped to move on.
And because of the problem with the Venture cards, we're all having a hard time getting
exactly.
to that next world.
And that's what
all
it
right,
is.
That makes
all
sense.
Right,
although it worked for me today.
Oh, it did. Good.
How do you know that the other world is filled with so much love? I mean, that's the thing. Being Catholic, you know, I was never allowed to play with the Ouija board because it was bad
sure.
and spirits could come. And how do you know? I mean,
a little bit about me, just to tell you about me. I'm a fifth generation spiritualist. My dad was a medium. My grandmother was a medium. Her family, way back, I can't tell you how far that goes. I'm not that smart.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad married my mother, who was Catholic, in the 50s. Really ticked off my grandmother, his mother, and so she would bring in, on Friday nights, when all of us good Catholic kids were eating cheese pizza.
Or fish sticks.
Fish sticks, oh God. but we had cheese pizza and deviled eggs in our house.
Oh.
But yeah, it was a nice Catholic family. But anyway, she would bring her medium friends to our house, and they would talk about it. And that's how I got started.
I was
9 years old, saw ghosts.
It didn't scare you? None of this scared you as a 9 year old?
When I was 9 years old and the house is dark and they're talking about dead people and my mother tells me to let the dog out.
Yeah.
I wet my pants.
That would scare
yes.
you.
Oh, yes, I did.
Was your dog a ghost?
No, the dog was real.
No.
Good.
But what the dog did to me, but I did see, I turned on a light. My mom said, let the dog out. I turned on a light.
You just
the
answered
hallway.
A musical question for us. You let the dog out.
I
always wondered who did it. Now I know
yes.
it's you.
It was me.
All right,
I
so you...
was just one of them.
Yeah.
But I saw two dancing girls in the middle of the living room. The man screamed. I turned around. Two dancing girls in golden red harem outfits just spinning. And after that, when we went afterwards, we ate the cheese pizza, and we're standing by the table, my uncle and this gentleman and me, and my uncle said to this gentleman, do you have two dancing girls in your band? And the band is the group of angels and spirit guides that help us. And the guy said, yes, I do. And my uncle said, when the lights went on, they were in the middle of the living room spinning to keep the connection going. Then my uncle looked at me, my uncle Frank, I goosebumps time, tell story all the time. My uncle Frank looked at me and said, you know, Rick, they're in your band too. And that's where I tell people I wet my pants and I just started sleeping with the light off.
That's so eerie.
It's really happened. And then, so what would happen is on Friday nights, it wasn't upsetting my mother, by the way. She was
no?
having a good time. No, oh. My mother was a good Catholic girl. Oh. And she married a good spiritualist guy. My dad converted. My uncle then encouraged us kids to just feel free to meditate and talk about stuff.
And children have a lot of power, more so than
a lot of open belief.
Because I've had a couple. I had this dream about my Aunt Phoebe, that
yeah.
Pantera, by the way, was
yeah.
her last name, the rock band.
Oh, how
the
about
heavy
that?
Metal. And she was like, it was slow motion, and she was dancing yeah. through Mary Queen of Heaven Cemetery. And I was awakened that night Ooh. To a phone call, and my mom took the call, and she came in and said, Aunt Phoebe died.
Yeah.
Now, and I was younger then, and I do
good.
Believe kids, that was good. He's
I
he's
like
liking
that.
It.
That's a good story.
But I believe in there's some connection,
yes.
but but I don't know that I necessarily believe in ghosts.
There's no such thing as ghosts.
All right.
All right. Do me a favor. You can stay for a little bit?
Sure.
All right. Rick Christinette is here, spiritualist medium. The best way to reach Rick, if you'd like him to come by the house and tell you what's going on from a haunting standpoint, is spiritspeakswithme.com. We'll talk more right after this. It's Bill Leffin and Wendy Snyder on WGN. That was a lot to say, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder with you here on WGN, along with Rick Christinette. He is a spiritualist and a medium.
And Rick said that he likes to do seances.
Yeah, he specializes in the circle, I believe, was circle, your that was your wording. What exactly is that? What goes on there at these seances?
The circle is a group of people. We sit around in a circle. In the old days, they would call it a seance.
Yeah, but not
anymore.
But
nowadays, we say circle. You know, but we sit in a circle. There is a medium present at the circle.
Uh-huh.
And the medium then goes around the circle and gives greetings or spirit messages to each of the people in the circle.
Yeah.
And that's what I do pretty much.
This dates back hundreds and hundreds of years.
Actually, 1848. March 31st, 1848 was the first day of modern spiritualism.
What happened that day? Why is that such a...
If you're familiar with any of the stories of the Fox sisters, these were a group of kids, two daughters, who lived in Hydesville, New York.
Uh-huh.
And on that day, they heard a lot of rappings, noises, knocks, and stuff going on in their house. Well, on that particular day, the mother got fed up with it and went upstairs to talk to the girls and tell them to go to sleep. And one of the girls said, "Mom, just watch what I can do." And she said, "Do this, Mr. Splitfoot." And then she clapped her hands three times. And as she did that, there was then three knocks on the wall. And then she said, "And now watch this." And she held up three fingers, and there were three more raps. And the girl goes, "It can see as well as hear." And it was the spirit of in the home that was creating communication. And that's when we say was the date communication started from the other side that we think is beautiful to this one.
You said Mr. Splitfoot?
Yeah, I know. Well,
where did that come from? They just made up a name?
Yeah, it was, I think they thought it was kind of maybe funny-ish, devilish kind of things, you know.
You said something during the commercial break to Wendy.
Well, I want to say, when Rick was mentioning circles, mm-hmm. I said, my dad died when I was 10. My mom passed away a month after my wedding.
Right.
In 97. And I said, I was 10 when my dad died. I should have a lot of memories, and I don't really. Yeah. So I was interested in the circle.
Yeah.
And you said something that I got to tell you, made me sick to my stomach in a weird way.
Not in a bad way.
Okay. In a good way.
Because, quite honestly, Wendy, when I'm coming up here, whenever I do a circle or whenever I do meet with people privately, which mm-hmm. I do too, I always meditate on them before I come. Well, I know Bill. I've known Bill for a little while. I know his family, so I wasn't really meditating on him. There wasn't much I could tell.
That's
him.
Probably not that exciting.
Yeah, well,
it's not.
More toys, Twinkies.
Ping pong paddles, Pop-Tarts.
But I was telling him, I have an entire 35 years of McDonald's toys.
That's pretty cool.
I know, because my mother worked at McDonald's. But, I forgot what I was talking about. But
on your way here,
I was meditating about you, Wendy, and I thought, and I couldn't get away from two men that kept following me, and one of them said he was your dad. Now, I always ask people when I'm in circle if their father's in spirit, because once at church, because
mm-hmm.
we do greetings at church, I said to a woman, "I have a fatherly vibration here." She got up, started crying and running out of the church because her father was in the hospital and she thought he had passed while she was in church. But it wasn't a father. It was the vibration, like a paternal vibration. So I said, "Relax." He's okay. She called him. Everything was fine. But the man that came in kept saying father, so I thought, I don't want to just say father to you because I don't want to embarrass you or anything. But this man came with calling himself your dad, and he was with a man calling himself your godfather. So these two men were together.
Was it Marlon Brando?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is my godfather.
Well, he had a tummy. But these two men came together. So I want to say they were friends. They knew each other. And your dad was just telling me how wonderful it's been having you in life. So he does follow you constantly. You might not remember him, but he is following you constantly.
Do you feel that? Do you ever feel
No, and I mean, he's been gone since I've been 10.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like it makes me sad. But when you said that, I felt like I got punched in the gut and my eyes started watering. And I mean, it's weird because it's not like...
It opens the door.
That's wild. He did give me a Bible. That was like a big thing that he wanted to give me. He was a childhood diabetic, was losing his eyesight. So I had to read the Bible to him on old reel-to-reels on his little deck so he could use it as like an audio tape to read the Bible. And
really?
Here I am. I had just kind of learned how to read. And, you know, I got to find these tapes and play them on the air because here's my voice going, "He cometh into..." Are we about finished yet? I mean, I was so disgusted, but I'm so glad I did it.
He's proud of your voice.
And then he gave me a Bible that had my... It was leather, and it had my name embossed on it. And he hand wrote in there, "Let your light shine before all men."
How about
and
that?
And it's... I have it. I leave it out, and it's a really... touching.
It's interesting that your godfather should come
with you. I don't have a godfather and never had one.
This man's calling himself your godfather.
Somebody's passing themselves off as your godfather,
Wendy.
Yeah,
it could be an uncle or someone very close.
Don't give him your Visa number. Wendy just had her eyes watered, not in a crying way, but I have to tell you.
No, but did you see it?
I know so many people that when they hear stories or tell these stories, their eyes water. And it's not crying, Rick. What is that?
I hate to say this. I feel like a cad saying this.
What?
But when I'm in a circle, if I can get at least two people crying that night, I feel like I'm
successful. You've won.
But I didn't cry. It's just my eyes. Did you
see
it?
I did see it.
I keep boxes of Kleenex at home. People do get excited.
Wait, let me take a quick call. Eric's been on hold for quite a bit. Eric, go ahead. It's Rick, Kristinette, and ourselves. What do you have for us?
Oh, well, not too much. I'm a funeral director by profession.
Yeah.
And I have yet to have any ghostly experiences or anything like that. But I did have one angelic experience.
What happened?
That's what I sum it up to. I was at home in my office. My feet were up on my desk. This was about 3 months before my dad passed away, suddenly and unexpectedly. And all of a sudden, in my field of view, it was like a snowstorm of pure gold flakes for about 10 seconds. And I'm thinking, all right, is this symptomatic of a bad hangover or a detached retina or something?
Right.
And I was literally rubbing my eyes trying to make sense. It's like, what's going on? This, all of a sudden, I'm seeing a snowstorm of gold flakes. And then right after it ended, as I said, it was only about 10 seconds long, if that, I had just a real sense of peace and calm.
It made you feel good.
And then my dad died three... Yeah. And, you know, my dad went in for heart surgery, et cetera, and he didn't... We expected him to come out, but he didn't come out. And that was just, you know, the way... I think that was just a signal that... Mm-hmm. You know, his time on Earth was up.
You can confirm that, Rick? That
sounds
about right.
I think it sounds perfect. I mean, so many things we see. Some people see feathers for no reason at all in a place where there wouldn't be. And I think seeing the gold was a beautiful sign, because gold being such a color of love and a color of religious excitement. So I would say to this gentleman that... he had a wonderful experience.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Eric, thanks for the call. We have to go to news. Rick, great seeing you again.
It's
we have to do this more often. Rick Kristinette is a spiritualist and a medium. The best way to reach him
is at my house, because I'm going to have him come over. As I hear, you know, this whispery, I hear that a lot.
In her house.
Gosh.
Go to the house and see what's up with that.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
It's a big party.
And also, you're Wendy's godfather keeps drinking all of her wine, and she's not happy about that. SpiritSpeaksWithMe.com is Rick's website. Visit it now. It's WGN.